This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Fan wants to hear from you. Text the Plaza Ford text line, 410-583-1057. The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade. 1057 The Fan.
.9:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. He is Jonas Schaefer. What's going on,
Baltimore
Jonas?
Baltimore Banner, Jonas.
Hey, reporters make moves, too.
He entered the transfer portal.
Big NIL deal.
Now, before we go on, I know you were at the press conference yesterday. Derrick Henry, addition to the offense, we heard with Roquan Smith had to say about him. Your thoughts on the addition of Derrick Henry to this offense?
Man, he's a big dude. That's about all I can say. It was pretty jarring to go from Roquan, one of the biggest, baddest linebackers in the league, and then here comes Derrick Henry just swallowing him up with his shadow. I mean, it's you know, he's 30 years old, so it's going to be tougher for him to maintain that incredible physical peak. But I would not want to bring him down. And, you know, considering we got the draft coming in next week, you know, I think the Ravens are going to see, with Lamar Jackson coming back and potentially a good offensive line, you know, being put in place for next year, they're going to see a lot of crowded boxes next year. So I think it's on the front office right now to find a wide receiver core, maybe another X receiver to replace Odell in 2024 that could really, you know, kind of give defenses this doom if you do, doom if you aren't kind of proposition. You're going to have to either commit resources to stopping Derrick Henry up the middle, or you're going to leave these wide receivers up in one-on-one coverage on the sidelines. And I think that's a really, really exciting prospect if you're John Harbaugh and Todd Monken.
Are you intrigued at all to watch him lift weights? Because, like, I mean, we've heard the stories of how crazy some of the things can be. I can only imagine it's like those workout videos where you see the guy take the couch out of the lobby and put it on his back, and then he's got that little roller thing in front of him, or he's doing pull-ups with something tied to him. The old James Harrison workout videos when they would come back from trips were kind of crazy. Any of that, like, are you interested at all to see that?
I kind of have to be. But, and I am following him on Instagram. I don't think I've seen any of the crazy James Harrison type workouts. I think it's a lot of stability stuff. It's a lot of proprioception stuff. I haven't seen anything as insane as James Harrison or any like the other kind of bodybuilders / NFL players in the league. I'll keep my eyes out for it, but I think it's just a normal guy doing a lot more weight than a typical NFL running back.
Jonas Schaefer joins us from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, being there with the team, covering the team, do you think you have any more insight of what they might do next Thursday in the draft, or are you just as confused as the rest of us?
Yeah, I think I'm confused. I think I'm thoroughly confused. I do think that Eric DaCosta, you know, he's such a clever guy that you have to wonder if these are, you know, breadcrumbs that he's leaving us intentionally. But he talked at the draft presser last week about how, you know, in some cases, player in-person workouts can be very, very important for determining someone's quality and capability and potential at the next level. And I know that of the guys the Ravens have, you know, been linked to in that first round, Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle, who could be a guard, could be a tackle in Baltimore, was someone that they spent a lot of time working out with at his pro day. So, again, I don't know if that necessarily means that he's kind of priming the pump, so to speak, for the Ravens taking him because they spent a lot of time with him and they probably liked what they saw. But I thought that was pretty interesting just in terms of figuring out where they might go based on what Eric DaCosta said last week.
How do you feel about the division? Because it does feel like that everyone's kind of improved. And maybe that's the debate with the Ravens with some of the players they lost. But the other three teams, I mean, you get Burrow back healthy. I know you have the T. Higgins issue, and you know they'll make some adds. But we look at the Steelers making trades and even the Browns adding some players as well. What do you think of the division headed into the draft here?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely gotten better. I just still think the Ravens, when you look at it from a, you know, kind of unit-by-unit perspective, I think they have clearly the most well-rounded team. You know, obviously, Pittsburgh goes in and gets a couple quarterbacks, but they also lose Deontay Johnson, who wasn't great last year but has been a really nice wide receiver, and that core is maybe not as vaunted as it once was. You know, Cincinnati obviously has this incredibly high ceiling as an offense, but that defense last year was dreadful, and you know, to lose DJ Reader from that run defense, which was also just terrible, I think it's a really, really significant loss. They lost Chidobe Awuzie, one of their top cornerbacks, over the past couple of years. So they probably won't be as bad as they were last year on defense, but I still think it's a ways away from being as close to good as their offense was. And then, you know, the Browns, I mean, obviously they have just an absurd amount of talent, but do they have a quarterback? You know, it was Joe Flacco at the end of last year. We all saw how spectacularly that imploded in the playoffs. So even though the Ravens lost a heck of a lot of talent this offseason, I still think it makes all the sense in the world that they're the preseason favorite.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, tell folks in Baltimore how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, man. Just Jonas underscore Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R, on Twitter. And I got a lot of great draft stuff coming out this week and next week. And, yeah, it's going to be a good time, guys.
Thanks a lot, Jonas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jonas.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.